The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning. You are joining us here today at The Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM and with our new listeners down in from our station in Lee at WSBR 88.1. So welcome. It is Thursday, February 13th. I am Brian Burkle. I'll be the host today. And we are live and local this morning at our WTBR studio on Federico Drive. We are going to be talking today about the upcoming 10 by 10 festival here in Pittsfield, which begins today and will run for the next 10 days, hence the 10, or part of the 10. And so in studio today, we have Jen Glockner, who is the Director of Cultural Development here for the City of Pittsfield, and Rebecca Breen, who is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And we have another guest who hopefully will be along soon. The weather, of course, is we're taking that into account. As many of you know, school is delayed by 2 hours this morning. So I don't think that means we have newer viewers or listeners. I'm sure most of those folks went right back to bed for another hour or so. But let's get into the weather. I think it's pretty evident to us what it is, but let's hear what the weather National Weather Service has to say.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect until 10 a.m. EST this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect until 1 p.m. EST this afternoon. Wind advisory in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 4 a.m. EST Friday. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Kind of what we expected. It's a little windier than it is right now, so that's something to look forward to.
Yes.
But warmer, so maybe that'll melt off some of this this precipitation that we have. So again, this morning I've got Jen Glockner here with us, and Jen is the Director of Cultural Development for the Office of Cultural Development in
yes.
Pittsfield.
Yes.
And Rebecca Breen, who is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And we are going to talk today about the upcoming 10 by 10. Well, not upcoming. We're in it. It
yeah.
starts today.
It's here we go.
10 by 10. Yeah. So Jen, would you like to kind of kick this off a little bit
sure.
and give us a little overview?
Yeah, sure. The 10 by 10 festival, this is the 14th year, which is very hard to believe. And it started 14 years ago with Barrington Stage Company. The artistic director at the time came to our office and said, I want to do a 10 by 10 new play festival. Every 10 minutes, a new play starts. 10 minute plays. But I want the city of Pittsfield to get involved and help host other events throughout the city. And so our office said, great idea, sure. And 14 years later, here we are. We counted the events. There are over 70 events throughout the 10 days.
70.
Oh. So some of them are multiple events that happen more than one time. But many of them are one-time events, often low cost or free. The play festival at Barrington Stage Company starts tonight with previews, but that has been extended actually through March 8th because it's so successful. We have an opening tonight at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts for the Off the Streets art exhibit. Mm-hmm. 10, you'll notice a common theme
yeah.
in the 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival. There are 10 muralists featured in the Off the Streets show at the Lichtenstein. They are known for their mural art in Pittsfield, but they are doing other art at the Lichtenstein. Some people have one piece, other people have more than that throughout the walls. And there's an opening reception, a party from 5 to 8 tonight at the Lichtenstein. So come on out mm-hmm. and check that out. You will be surprised at the depth and breadth of most of these artists' work because you've probably most often seen them on the walls somewhere in Pittsfield, and now they have smaller paintings mm-hmm. or photographs or other things on the walls.
Oh, so it's taking that mural
off the streets
exhibit and bringing it to a more concentrated
yeah.
Viewing option.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
It's very cool. There are 10 mm-hmm. that you probably know well. So It's great. So that's one thing kicking off tonight. Throughout the 10 days and beyond, Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. is hosting A Taste of Downtown, which I always come on these shows without having eaten breakfast. So now we're going to be talking about this, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be starving. So Rebecca can talk more about The Taste of Downtown, and then we can get more into the events that are going on throughout the 10 days.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. So Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., for those who do not know, it's a membership organization similar to a chamber of commerce, and our goal is to specifically support our downtown restaurants, businesses. We represent property owners. We have social service agencies and even individual residents as members. And our goal is obviously to create a diverse and vibrant downtown in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. The Taste of Downtown was actually brought about at one point in time many years ago. We did a restaurant week in March. And March is a hard time.
Sure.
So a few years ago, we joined forces with the 10 by 10 and provided 10 days of a restaurant week, mm-hmm. Which was so popular. And now that there are so many restaurants in the downtown, we were told that they couldn't get to all of them. And they were really disappointed. So we've expanded it to the Taste of Downtown, which is going on through the entire month of February. Mm-hmm. You dine at one of the 19 participating restaurants. When you make a purchase, they will give you a QR code. You scan it, you enter in your information, and for every entry, you get a chance to win a prize package of $500 in gift cards to those participating restaurants.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, and as I said, it's amazing. 19 great restaurants in the downtown, mm-hmm. Some that are for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee shops. It is the full gambit of everything you'd want from, you know, your basic coffee at Dottie's all the way through fine dining at a Rare. Mm-hmm. So you have lots of options. And it's not just one entry. Mm-hmm. Every time you go and you eat at any of these places, you can add in your name more than once. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, definitely make the trip.
Yeah, and what a great way to promote the local businesses and the restaurants. And, you know, like you said, this time of year is a little slow, you know, so anything we can do to get people out and, you know, enjoying all the good treats and eats that are available on North Street.
And so many of these restaurants are new within the past 2 years.
That's
so,
right,
again,
yeah.
many of them yeah. you may not be even aware of. Mm. For instance, Wander, which is a new coffee and gathering space that is on Depot. They have great prepackaged food. They have wonderful coffee. Just a really nice place to gather and wander in. So
yeah.
That's fairly new, and you should check it out.
Yeah.
It is a great way to highlight what there is downtown. And many of us that live in Pittsfield and love Pittsfield go to all of these places anyway. So now you just get credit for going there and a chance to win mm-hmm. something cool. So why not? It's and it's easier than ever this year with the QR codes, because you don't have to keep track of a paper or anything. You just have to fill out your form online.
Absolutely.
Which is cool.
And that begins today?
That actually started the 1st of February and will run through the end of the month.
Okay.
We have some special events that we are hosting during the 10 by 10 where you can get bonus entries if you go. For example, if you want to dine at Rare for a nice dinner on Valentine's, they have music that are is going to be there that we're sponsoring, and you'd get double points for that night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
So we have our other guest who's joined us today. Mike, how are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good, good. Mike Del Aguilli? I'm sorry.
Dell'Aquila.
Dell'Aquila. Okay. Yeah. That wasn't where I was going, but thank you.
That was good.
Dell'Aquila.
Good attempt.
Dell'Aquila. All right. Well, and Mike is with Hot Plate Brewery Company.
Yeah, correct.
And so, Mike, you are definitely participating in the 10 by 10
sure.
Festival
yeah.
this upcoming week. So you're at Hot Plate. You guys have been around for about 2 years now, right? You and is it your wife?
Yes, it's my wife, Sarah.
She's the owner. You're the co-founder and general manager.
Yep.
And she is the head brewster, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So can you tell me a little bit about what Hot Plate is doing for the 10 by 10?
Sure. This is actually our third year participating. So when we first opened in 23, it kind of just worked out that we had 10 beers on tap at the time. So we have 12 full taps, but we were just getting kind of up and running. And so the first year, we were like, oh, well, why don't we just do like a different event highlighting each of the 10 beers that we have? And then that just became what we decided to do every time. So last year, Sarah made 10 new small batches with events, and mm-hmm. we did it again this year, even though she swore last year she wouldn't do it again. she's a little bit of a masochist in that mm-hmm. way. So we have 10 different beers. They're all new recipes, test recipes. And then each of those beers will have a launch party that has different local collaborators. The focus obviously is art. So we have music. We have a homebrewer tasting tonight at the tap room. We have a book fair on Saturday. So we try to touch kind of all different types of arts. We have a paint and sip on Valentine's Day and Friday night. So we really try to just kind of embrace the idea of this Upstreet Arts Festival and then just kind of put our spin on it here in the brewery.
That's great.
Yeah. And the beers are cool. They're in the bottles with the art on them.
It's true. Yeah. So we worked with a local painter who does a lot of watercolor painting at a lot of our live shows. She comes and sets up a little kit. And so this one actually was a painting at a Mr. Doubtfire show in December. And we loved it so much that we decided to turn it into the label. So it's printed on this nice, like, textured cream paper. It's a nice bottle. There are different wax seals that Sarah did on each of them. So they're pretty special. We try to put a lot of emphasis behind it to really make it feel like it's a nice premium product and to just kind of celebrate all the stuff that's going on here in Pittsfield.
Yeah, that's great. And not just what's going on in Pittsfield, if I could just kind of put you out there on the national level.
Yes.
You guys are in the running. Is the voting still on?
The voting is still on. I think we have 11 days left. Yeah.
Okay. So this is for those who don't know. You are up for being recognized as one of the best breweries in the country, as reported by USA Today.
Correct.
So there is a voting campaign going on right now, right?
Yeah.
So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So it's the 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards put on by the USA Today, and it was for the best new brewery since 2022. There were 20 finalists. We were one of them. We're the only one in Massachusetts, so we were pretty happy about that. And the voting's been going on for a couple weeks now. There are, I think, 10 or 11 days left. You can vote every day. You can go to our social media to find a link on our Instagram. It's right there in the bio. You can also probably just search USA Today. But the community's been actually really cool. We have so many people that are regulars and other people that are just sharing on social media and saying that they're voting every day. So right now we are actually ranked 3. So we're trying to hold on to that top 10 spot. And so far it looks pretty good. Fingers crossed. You know, I don't want to get over my skis, but so far so good.
I have an alarm in my clock every morning on my phone that reminds me to vote.
Oh, there you go.
It's good stuff. We have people all over the country. My family is like, I'm voting every day from different parts of the country. So it's good. It's real.
Exciting.
We want to support
Hot
Plate.
So so that has already started for you, or starts today, right?
The 10 by 10 contribution, right? Yeah, so I go to the brewery today. We're canning, and then we have our heads cut off trying to get the first event up and running. But everything. And then we're also having, like, we kind of, like, really leaned into this whole 10 by 10 thing. We're doing, like, 10% off merch. You know, we're just a lot of different stuff. We have some coffee
specials.
Being in
specials. The top 10.
Yeah, exactly. Top 10.
See? Good
exactly.
job. Yeah. Good job on the theme.
We even did, like, a special coffee drink for the 10 by 10 as well. So we're trying to, like, have every aspect of the business kind of touch this festival.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Hot Plate has coffee now, which is awesome in the mornings.
We have morning cafe service right now. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good stuff. So this festival is February 13th through the 23rd, 10 days. 10 days of fun. There's more than 70 events, and we've talked about a lot of them, but some of the favorites are fireworks. We started winter fireworks a few years back because they go off at 6 o'clock instead of like 10 or 11 o'clock in the summer. Benefit of winter and the sun setting earlier. We do that on Saturday, February 22nd at the Common. And before that, the Berkshire United Way puts on a 10 times the fun event at the church. And this year we have Opal Raven doing some fire dancing in between those two events outside, which is cool. The good thing about the 10 by 10, people really do want to go out. Like when this whole thing started, it was to do something in the dead of winter, to get something for someone to do in the dead of winter. And people come out. They bundle up. Because they're New Englanders, so they are not scared of the weather. They bundle up, they get outside. There's a lot of outdoor events. Our Parks Department is putting on something on Monday for a winter festival at Clatt Park, and they have a lot of partners. The Berkshire Natural Resources Council is doing some fun outdoor events. There's a cardboard sled contest. So people really do want to go outside in the dead of winter, which is awesome. They are doing it.
Which day is the Clap Park event?
The Clap Park event is on President's Day, so okay. That is the 17th.
So Monday. This coming Monday.
Okay. Yeah. And all of this stuff is on lovepittsfield.com. That's our website, lovepittsfield.com. And there's a day-by-day schedule. It's all over our social media. Most of the participants have their own events on their social media. So it's quite easy to find. And again, if you Google 10x10 Festival Pittsfield, you'll find it as well.
Yeah, the Berkshire Eagle did a good job last week, too.
You were so grateful for breaking down their coverage.
Yeah, they did a nice coverage. And they have this, I'm actually looking at it now, the schedule of events, that the calendar.
Yeah, they did a breakdown, and they did such a great article on the show, the exhibit, the art show at the Liechtenstein, and a couple people have come in because of that article. One guy came in from Otis the other day because he saw the article in the Eagle. So thank you, Berkshire Eagle.
Yeah, good job.
For doing that.
So just a quick check-in with anybody who's just joined us. Again, this is the morning drive. My name is Brian Burkle. I'm the guest host for today. And we are talking about the 10x10 festival that is here in Pittsfield, begins today. And in studio to talk about that festival, I have Jen Glockner, who is the Director of Cultural Development for the Office of Cultural Development here in Pittsfield. I have Rebecca Breen, who is the Directing Manager of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and Mike Delacula.
Closer. You get to say Mike. It's all good.
All right. Sorry, Mike. From Hot Plate Brewery Company. All participating or engaged in one way or helping to arrange this festival, this 10-day festival. So that's our topic for today. I also saw on the list of events that had something to do with Jacob's Pillow. They're having some sort of event, right?
Jacob's Pillow is such a great participant in all the things we do. I always say to the folks at Jacob's Pillow when they write and say, can we take part? I have no idea what they're going to be doing, but the answer is always yes, because it's Jacob's Pillow. They're amazing. So they've been a part of the festival almost since its inception in different ways. They are doing something at the Zion Lutheran Church on February 15th at 11 o'clock. They're hosting a free dance and movement workshop about community and aging, led by artists Michael Richter and Liv Schaefer. Mm-hmm. And that's again on February 15th at 11 o'clock at the Common Room at Zion Lutheran Church, open to all, with a special invitation to seniors, which I love that as well. Jacob's Pillow, you know, they're gearing up for their season, which is in the middle of the summer, and people don't realize all that they do not in the non-summer, especially they've now expanded to be outside of Beckett, which is where they live and their location is, but they do so many things in Pittsfield. We're ever grateful. Also on Saturday, the Berkshire Theater Group is hosting the Magic Treehouse Pirates Past Noon Kids Show. This is the show that goes into the elementary schools throughout the Berkshires. And it's Magic Treehouse, which we all know and love, is Mary Pope Osborne, who has Berkshire connections. Mm-hmm. And that is a show at the Colonial Theater, very low priced for kids, 2 o'clock start time. And they, again, have done this show on this weekend for years, Berkshire Theater Group, and so they joined forces with the 10x10 a few years back again. Dottie's is doing a Paint Your Partner. Have you heard of this? This is so funny. This is on Saturday as well, Saturday the 15th, 6 to 8. Paint Your Partner, where you get guidance to paint.
So Mike Carty, who is a local artist who many of us know from his work on murals, actually hosts that. And he's a character, so it's a great time, you know. I always love watching the responses from the other spouse who goes, that's what I look like to you?
And some of them are really good. The one they posted, I thought, was a really good representation of the person. And Mike Carty is also featured in the Off the Streets show at the Liechtenstein with the opening tonight, the 13th from 5 to 8.
That Paint Your Partner is at
Dottie's.
Okay.
Yep. All of these events are listed on the Love Pittsfield calendar, lovepittsfield.com. Also on the 15th, we did do a day-by-day thing that we're posting every day on social media, and the 15th is the most crowded, where we had to, like, shove a lot of things together. The Berkshire's Jazz always is involved in this festival, and they are hosting something on the 15th as well. 10 by 10 Scott Robinson, 10 by Sax. That's at St. Stephen's Church at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And so there truly is something for everyone. That's so cliche, but mm-hmm. it's very true in this festival. There's something for families. There's something for couples. There's something for girlfriends. There's something for seniors, specifically at the Jacob's Pillow event. So mm-hmm. there truly is something for everyone, which yeah. is awesome.
And that's by design. I mean, this has been going on for 14 years. You guys have put a lot of effort into it and a lot of thought into it. So, yeah, it's cliche, but, you know, that was... It's true.
It is true.
And that's because of the effort you guys have put into it.
Yeah. So. And if someone out there says, wow, next year I'd love to be a part of this, please join. Mm-hmm. It is totally open to all to mm-hmm. join. If you have an event that you want to do for the 10 by 10 within the city of Pittsfield, let us know and mm-hmm. we will help you promote it. That's what happened with Hot Plate. Mm-hmm. We sucked them in 3 years ago and now here they are.
No, but I think to Jen's earlier point, you know, I think we were surprised by how much foot traffic it generated in February, you know, and mm-hmm. we did last year, like I said, 10 days of like these really over the top events, and all of them had different folks from different parts of the community. So this year we were even able to plan for that a little bit more of like, okay, how do we make sure that all the different subgroups that we serve kind of have something for them? So if you love books, if you love painting, if you love music, like we have a little bit of something for everyone. And I think that mix, to Jen's point, is the right thing, because then everyone feels like, oh, okay, there is something for me, and the whole family can find something they're interested in.
Yeah.
And partnerships are key, I think, for our downtown community in general. You know, when you have a retailer or you have a brewery who's willing to really dive in to anything that you have to offer, mm-hmm. it really makes a difference. I mean, that is where, you know, we're going to be successful as a downtown. The brewery is going to be successful as a new business in this downtown. The cultural activities will have people going to them. Those partnerships really are key. And when people step up and say, yes, I want to be part of this, and are willing to, you know, take a little bit of that load, mm-hmm. it's going to raise all of us in terms of our downtown.
Yes, absolutely. And the promotional capabilities triples or quadruples, depending on how many partners there are, which is also key because we're all out there promoting this in our own different social media avenues in different ways. Mm-hmm. So, amen. I do think Pittsfield is great at collaborations. It's mm-hmm. not competitive. It's collaborative. And I've lived a lot of places, and this is the most collaborative community I've ever seen, where mm-hmm. we're not like fighting about exposure or doing more events. We're just in it together. How can we help you promote your event? Because we know in the end it will be a ripple effect and help our event.
In the past 2 years since Mike and Hot Plate obviously came on board, I'm new to my position over the past few years as well. We've actually added 24 new businesses to the downtown, you know, and that is where when you're saying 19 businesses alone for the restaurant Taste of Downtown, not everybody knows that. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to find new and exciting places, whether it's, you know, a place, for example, if you like Brazilian food, there's two Brazilian places in the downtown now. Brazuca's is a marketplace. They offer a great lunch buffet. Espantino's is right around the corner from Hot Plate, and you can get takeout from there and bring it and eat it at the bar. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, that's where you say these collaborative movements are really, really important. So if you haven't been to the downtown in a long time, or you have that vision that there's nothing to do, this is exactly the time to come.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Jen, to your point, I see that too with the collaboration and the people, you know, different organizations in the nonprofit world. I see it in the business world.
Yeah.
And in the government. It's really something that Pittsfield and Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm. We're all in it together
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
So.
And that helps immensely when you're trying to do something like this. So the Clap Park, I see specifically there are a couple of things listed here for the Clap Park, which is very family fun, and that's going to be on Monday.
On Monday from 10 17th. To 1.
Right.
And it's the City of Pittsfield Recreation Department that's really leading this, which, again, talk about partnership. It's awesome. We're like, what do you need from us? And they took the reins and mm-hmm. did everything, and we're just helping promote it. It's a free, family-friendly outdoor event. It's going to include sled races, a snow sculpture building contest, snowshoeing, winter senses safari walk, and more. There's a campfire with hot chocolate and s'mores provided. S'mores for breakfast. It starts at 10 a.m. Don't miss out on all this fun-filled day. So that starts at 10, goes from 10 to 1 on Monday at Clatt Park. And last year, that was the first year they did this, and there wasn't snow. And they adapted, and it was fine. But this year, it's going to be super fun because there's tons of snow, and they can use those sleds at the sled library that's there. And they're doing a cardboard sledding contest. RSI is involved in that, and you know it's going to be a little.
They're
crazy.
A little competitive. if you look at their cardboard sled from last year, they're wanting people to step up in terms of decorating it and things like that. But yeah, it's a fabulous time.
And when you mention snow, there's more on the way this weekend.
Yeah, there's more on the way.
That's good timing.
It is good timing. Yeah. And people, again, with this 10 by 10, it's a winter arts festival. Mm-hmm. We embrace the snow. We embrace the cold. We have an ice carving, live ice carving on Friday, February 14th, in front of Palace Park, which is the building or the park area, pedestrian area, between the Wolfson Center, the Barrington Stage Wolfson Center, and Marie's.
Okay.
And we have two awesome ice artists, Peter Vakina and Robert Markey, that will be live carving something cool, and then they're doing their own creations. Mm-hmm. We got blocks of ice from Summit Ice, and they deliver it. It's really amazing to watch these two artists take the rectangle that just is a rectangle of ice, and they carve it with these cool tools and saws and electrical everything, and it becomes a work of art. It's very cool. So that's happening around 10 o'clock, probably until about 2 o'clock. And we welcome people to walk by, drive by, stop, and they chat. We'll tell you all about what they're doing and all the things that they've done in the past. And they come up with this cool thing. And the good news is it looks like it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Because sometimes in February, it melts very quickly. But other times, it's lasted for a whole month because it's so cold. So
Yeah, no, I think they'll be in good. Good. They'll have some good luck
in
this
good
year.
Shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the and that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, Friday, February 14th, starting at about 10 o'clock. The ice is being delivered around 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does the ice come from?
The ice comes from Summit. It's a company called Summit Ice, and they're in Greenfield, and they deliver these huge. You can't carry them. They are, you know, moved off the truck with big dollies and. Movers, it's like a
big
moving
lift
company.
And all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they start with that and then form wonderful works of art out of them. So it's cool.
Jen mentioned that this is happening next to Marie's. And if for those who don't know, Marie's is a North Street eatery and gallery. So they offer great breakfast sandwiches, lunch, one of the most reasonable places to eat in Pittsfield right now in terms of if you want a great sandwich. They also do hot chocolate and coffee and things like that. And they have a gallery of their own. So you can stop by and grab something and at the same time check out their artwork.
Yeah, lots of cool participants. And Marie's will be great. They'll come out and check out the ice carving and maybe even offer a cup of coffee to Bob and Peter.
We can hope so, yeah.
That's what happens with this. It's like people are going by and say, do you want a cup of coffee? What can I get you?
If we moved it closer to Hot Plate in the afternoon, they could offer them a beer, but I don't know how safe that would be.
Yeah. Maybe they use chainsaws, right? Yes. Maybe let's not mix chainsaws and beer.
That'll have to be an opera carving.
Yeah, exactly.
Afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. So that is also taking place right underneath one of our major murals in the downtown, the Sisterhood mural. And, you know, as Jen mentioned, the Liechtenstein right now is hosting the Off the Street, a number of our local muralists in that space. What people probably have noticed but haven't counted, we have over 30 murals in our downtown right now.
Yeah,
which 30. Is amazing. Over 30 of them, and we have more coming this year. And if someone wants to see all of them, and it runs all the way through the downtown into our west side as well, the Downtown Pittsfield app actually has a walking tour. And so if you download that app, you can actually see them all, along with other things such as our electrical boxes that have paint. You know, you can also take a tour of the breweries downtown, and you can take a tour of the women-owned businesses downtown. But that app will show you all of those murals.
31 murals. Yeah. That's impressive. That someone came in yesterday from the Berkshire Eagle article and said, I had no idea there were 30 murals. So it's good stuff.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so we are approaching the top of the hour. So we're going to take a pause for station identification, and we're going to thank some of our underwriters, and then we'll be returning with our panel. We have Jen Glockner with the Office of Cultural Development, Rebecca Breen with Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and Mike from Hot Plate. So we will be right back. We're talking about the 10 by 10 festival. So come on back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
WTBRFM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Let's take a moment to talk about your wellness. Financial wellness, that is.
Start saving early. Even if it is $5 a week, setting aside money on a regular basis builds the habit of saving.
Just because you have a coupon doesn't mean you need to buy it now.
This money hack brought to you by your neighbors at Greylock Federal Credit Union. All financial education and coaching resources are free and open to the public. Greylock Federal Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Support Larry Kratka here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Sweet Country Music. Now, every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. until noon, I'll play some of the best classic country artists like Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, and many more. I'll play nothing before 2008. Please join me Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for the next edition of Sweet Country Music here on 89.7 WTBR-FM for the love of radio.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Okay, and welcome back to the Morning Drive. We are talking today about the 10 by 10 festival that is coming up. Actually, we are in that festival period of time. It just started today. So we have in studio some good representation for this event. We have Jen Glockner, who is the Director of Cultural Development for the Office of Cultural Development here in Pittsfield. We have Rebecca Breen, who is the Managing Director of Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And we have Mike Dallaquila.
Yeah.
How did I do?
There you
All right. Thank you, Mike. I apologize.
It's all good.
And Mike is with Hot Plate Brewery, who is one of the many businesses here in Pittsfield who are participating in this festival. So before we get back on the subject, I'm just going to take another little break with a check-in at the weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Wind advisory in effect until 10 a.m. EST this morning. Winter weather advisory in effect until 1 p.m. EST this afternoon. Wind advisory in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon to 4 a.m. EST Friday. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
So, yeah, again, welcome back. This is the Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM. And we also welcome our newer listeners, thanks to our establishment in Lee with WSBR 88.1 FM. So it's good that we are expanding our listenership, I hope. We've certainly extended our range, so hopefully we are, in fact, reaching out to more folks. We're talking today about something that's very Pittsfield-centric, but it's obviously meant to invite everybody from the Berkshires and from outside the Berkshires to
come
and explore Pittsfield.
Yeah.
So so we are talking about the 10 by 10 festival, which is beginning today. Jen Is there something that we could maybe start the top of the hour here with sort of reviewing some of the points for our new,
because
a lot of times we get people that they just come in.
Yeah, radio.
You
know,
it doesn't take an hour to commute anywhere here.
You turn it on. Yes, the 10 by 10 festival, we're in the 14th year. It goes this year from February 13th through the 23rd, 10 days. And it involves more than 70 events this year. Mm. One of the featured event is the 10 by 10 New Play Festival. Barrington Stage Company does a 10 by 10 New Play Festival that starts with previews tonight. And it actually goes beyond the 10 days because it's been so successful. If you haven't seen that, it's just amazing. 10-minute plays. You're often laughing 1 minute and crying the next minute because of the acting skills of those plays. And we have art exhibits featured. We have outdoor events. We have restaurants involved. There truly is something for everyone. All of the listings, the day-by-day schedule is on lovepittsfield.com. lovepittsfield.com for a day-by-day breakdown. But we have many events starting tonight. Is the opening night, February 13th, and then there are events every day through February 23rd for the festival. It's cool.
Yeah. So if I understand, the genesis of this came from Barrington Stage initially, right? When they started this 10 by 10
The former theater. Artistic director, Julie Boyd, was in, the story goes, she was in Nantucket and saw something with involving a 10 or something to that effect, came back to Pittsfield and said, we want to, at Barrington Stage, start a 10 by 10 new play festival, exactly what I just described. And she came to the city of Pittsfield and said, we want you to join with us and do a festival. And the city said, great, sounds great, and got many of the partners that are still involved, but there's been new ones that came on board throughout the years. And so, yes, we're grateful for Barrington Stage for doing something in the dead of winter and for the city of Pittsfield joining forces and then all of the many partners coming on board to say, sure, we'll do an event in the middle of the winter. Because as we said earlier, people come out in the middle of the winter. They really do. It's good. They're looking for something to do in the dead of winter. And it does always run, we should mention, on President's Week. So it's February vacation week for many. So there are people here skiing at the local ski areas. The hotels are usually filled with visitors. So those visitors get a bonus to attend one of these many events happening.
Yeah, that is good timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got people, like you said, from out of the area, here for the skiing or whatever they might be here for. And then you add this on and it gives them an opportunity to really explore a little bit more that they might not otherwise have.
Yeah.
That happened last year at the tap room where we had a Sunday event and we had the Berkshire Concert Choir performing. And so a bunch of skiers just happened to walk in to an unexpected choir performance and they had a great time. They had no idea what was going on. They had a great time and joined along. So yeah, to Jen's point, I think it's great for the people who are just passing through to, you know, they're pleasantly surprised by how much is going on in Pittsfield during this time period.
And this really is a sampling of what goes on all the time. You know, we specify the 10 days in February, but any one of these partners have special events regularly all year long. If, you know, if you look at Hot Plate in particular, they regularly have soccer on Sundays with coffee first thing in the morning, transitioning into their taps in the afternoon. You know, Jacob's Pillow, of course, they have their local space, but they are in Pittsfield often for special events and things of that nature. One of the things that I recommend is not only the lovepittsfield.com, but Downtown Pittsfield Inc. has a weekly newsletter that goes out that highlights all of those things. So if you follow that along, you'll see all of these things, you know, in April, and you'll see these things in June and in September. So, you know, we're just lucky that we have these partners. We are lucky enough that Milltown Foundation is one of our partners in doing the Taste of the Downtown, as well as some of the special events that we host during the 10 by 10 Festival.
Yeah, they are the partner. In partnership, I also, that to my point earlier, this is what Milltown Foundation wants to use as the wording for their sponsorship, in partnership with Milltown Foundation. They are doing a lot of things for the 10 by 10 Festival. So most of our marketing and promotions do say in partnership with Milltown Foundation. So we're grateful for them as well.
Yeah. And you know, you touched on earlier how you've seen so much camaraderie and collaboration between different organizations and businesses here. And it is, like you're saying, this in partnership is the language that Milltown is using. And it is important because I think everybody recognizes that the collaboration is the way to go, because you don't want your neighbors to fail because if the town starts, if all these other businesses aren't making it, then that's not going to bode well for yourself either. The more there is to do, the more people you're going to get into town. So I think it's real healthy that everybody's supporting one another, because it supports themselves in the long run.
Do you want to run for mayor in
no,
your retirement?
Thank you. No.
We love our mayor.
Yes,
I should
do.
Say. But that's very that's you're preaching to the choir here. But
oh,
it's
I know.
totally accurate, because we're all in it together. And Pittsfield is a small community, as is the Berkshires. So we see our neighbors everywhere. We see our, you know, colleagues and the people that we see and these events that we're talking about in the grocery store. So yes, we are all in it together. There's
and
no
to Rebecca's earlier point, like, this is kind of something that I think is in the fabric of the community all the time. You know, like, for us, we purposely didn't have a commercial kitchen so that we can work with Espantijo and they can come over and deliver their food. Last summer for First Fridays at Five, we worked with Otto's, who came and you know, grilled outside the tap room. So for us, there's the built-in collaboration to go find local restaurants and food vendors that are in the community and working with them, you know, so that we can create together a really good experience.
Right.
And the growth it provides to our current businesses as well. One of our great examples right now is BB's Hotspot. They started at a food truck location. They then purchased a catering kitchen in the west side, and since then have now stepped in a BB's Hotspot at the Lantern. You know, so again, by supporting them, by having the food truck outside of Hot Plate or having them cater special events, they've now been able to grow their business to hold all three of those types of things, including a great restaurant in the downtown.
Right. And again, to another point that was brought up earlier, is that these are things that are happening all the time. All these businesses are here all year round. This is just an opportunity. This 10 by 10 festival is just an opportunity to get people out, you know, a little cabin fever relief maybe, and just kind of remind people that these things are here. It's just a spotlight on things that are happening all the time. So that's
right.
I think that's fantastic.
That's right. You come to Pittsfield any time of year and there is always something going on, as proof in the newsletters that we send out. And we want to yell that from the rooftops, for sure, because people that live in Pittsfield know more about it. But people that don't live in Pittsfield, come to Pittsfield. Check it out. Any given day or night of the week, there is something going on.
Well, as you said, having a visitor come up to visit the Liechtenstein because they didn't know there was art there. We've had people who have said, I didn't realize there were that many murals in the downtown. Or someone who's like, where's a good place to get a beer? And we're like, well, there's a brand new brewery and you can watch them brew the beer. You know, and Sarah is amazing in terms of the eclectic grouping of things you can get as part of their taps. There's something there for everybody. I'm not a beer drinker, and yet their chamomile beer I will go and have, because my husband's a regular. He will be there all 10 days in order to get these specialty beers this you know, this upcoming week. You know,
but there's also non-alcoholic. That's another great example of Hot Plate. If you don't want to drink anything, that's okay. There's so many non-alcoholic options, and it's family friendly most of the time. So there's board games. You can bring your family and sit.
I mean, sometimes to my chagrin, the night before Thanksgiving, it was like we were running a daycare, basically. There were so many kids. But to Rebecca's point, you know, we really tried to have a really balanced tap so that we have 12 different styles of beer. The chamomile beer that Rebecca referenced, I call it our gateway beer. So for folks that are not normally beer drinkers, it's nice and floral and light. It's not hoppy or heavy. So for folks that maybe thought they weren't beer drinkers, there have been some people in the community that told us they weren't beer drinkers and that beer kind of changed their mind. But to Jen's point, you know, one of the things we thought about is when you serve beer, a lot of times people have maybe a gluten intolerance. Obviously, this is for people who still drink alcohol but don't drink beer. We want them to still feel welcome. And then we do have a growing list of non-alcoholic products. That's partially why the cafe program helps a lot. So people can now get tea, coffee, hot chocolate as just kind of our standard offering. And so it does become something where no matter who you are, there's going to be something for you there.
It's great. And there's a new space in Pittsfield, Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R. And I all the time say, let's wander over to Wander without even realizing what I'm saying. It's behind Tito's off of Depot Street. And they are doing a lot of things, special events and more. But they have a regular cafe in there as well and a little gift shop with cool cards. So we highly recommend you wandering over to Wander. And on Sunday, February 23rd, you are doing a special event at DPI, right?
Yes. Yeah, so Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. Has a space that is Framework, mm-hmm. and we actually host artists every month there. Mm-hmm. For the 10 by 10, we are doing a showing that's called Focus on Downtown. It is three local photographers and their images of our downtown Pittsfield. Mm. So Autumn Phoenix, Brian Beckett, and Sean Harmon are all up-and-coming artists. This is actually Brian and Sean's first show, so we're very excited to be able to introduce them to the community. Autumn has worked in our downtown and has features in other places, including places like Hotel on North. But she's actually worked for us last year and has taken photographs. So that event is actually Sunday on the 23rd. It is from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. And we're hosting that in collaboration with Dottie's, mm-hmm. because they have three new artists there as well. Ed Acker, Jesse Tobin McCauley, and Tina Vandewater are having artists there. And of course, they in their Dot Gallery. And they have a Domingo brunch going on during that same time. Mm-hmm. So that is on Sunday the 23rd, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. You can also view the art at Frameworks during Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s normal business hours as well. You're more than welcome to come in anytime. And that rotates every month and will be highlighted, obviously, new artists all summer long during the First Fridays at 5 and First Fridays Arts Walk as well.
What is a Domingo brunch?
So they do specialty brunches with music every Sunday at Dottie's, mm-hmm. From that same time period. This event on the 23rd, they have Amy and Dave there. It's a great time. They have a new pop-up caterer who's also coming in and serving, who's taking over their brunch for those Sundays. So a really great new menu for the brunch itself.
Great. Thank you. So the Barrington Stage events, like you said, extend beyond this period of time that's established as the festival, quote
yes,
unquote.
Yes, yes.
So the shows continue on until, I think, in March, right?
March 8th, yeah.
Okay, March 8th.
They used to be just in the 10 days, but they sell out almost every show because it's in their smaller second theater
I was
going
to say,
Linden Street.
It's in the St. Germain?
The St. Germain stage,
yeah.
Yep.
Not the main stage.
Right. And it makes it so much more intimate and cool, but they do sell out many shows because it's in the smaller one and it became so popular that they expanded it. So it does go through Sunday, March 9th. That's March 9th, I believe. Yeah.
And is it, from what I understood, it was mostly on the weekends, right, in the evenings. But then pretty soon, maybe next week, they start some matinees?
Thursday through Sunday, and there are matinees on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, good.
So there are many options, but we highly recommend if you are wanting to go to see one of those plays to get your tickets sooner rather than later because they often sell out. And if you haven't seen those plays, go see it because it's something that will entertain you for 10 times 10, 100 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's very entertaining. There's only, I think, 6 actors involved in the 10 plays. Mm-hmm. And you just can see their talent in every play because 1 minute, as I said earlier, you're crying and the next minute you're laughing hysterically about whatever the subject matter is. So it's good. I was going through the list seeing who we've missed. The Berkshire Historical Society does do an online 10 most significant historical events in Pittsfield. It's an online event, and that you can get the link through our website, lovepittsfield.com. In Hancock, Shaker Village does the Big Chill, which is the weekend of the 15th and 16th, this weekend coming up. And that's something they started just a few years ago to open in the winter, which is unusual for them. But they do fun stuff in the winter, and they open their doors to families. And it's, again, people come out in the winter to see. So Hancock Shaker Village, which is still in Pittsfield, part of it is in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. So we highlight that part specifically.
Yeah, we went to their light show.
Oh, yeah, the Winter Lights.
Yeah, it was great.
Joe Wheaton is the light artist for that, and he's very talented. We love him. Lots of outdoor options or winter activities like Discover Curling. The Curling Club of the Berkshires has joined forces. That's happening at the Boys and Girls Club on February 22nd. We mentioned the fireworks, but we can never mention the fireworks enough. It's Saturday, February 22nd at dusk. And earlier, there is an event at Zion Lutheran Church with Berkshire United Way called 10 Times the Fun. Mm-hmm. And Opal Raven is doing some fire dancing in between.
Yes, Downtown Pittsfield Inc. will be hosting their paint and sip mm-hmm. at that event. It is something that we do regularly for children. So they each get their own little canvas and they get a juice box, mm-hmm. Which is fun. And then during the time period between the 10 times the fun and waiting for the fireworks, we brought in Opal Raven to do her fire dancing as sort of a little interim there. We've worked with her many times. Mike has worked with her many times as well. She is a local circus performer. And some of the things she does is everything from she has pet snakes and we'll do a hissing booth. She also is part of the local cabaret group, but the fire dancing we figure for a dusk event will be the best thing ever. So,
yeah, if you haven't seen it, it is really cool, especially when it's dark out. I mean, it's just really high impact, and she's super fun, a great performer.
So that's Saturday, February 22nd. Opal Raven will be performing right around 5:15 before the launch of the fireworks at 6 o'clock. And the fireworks are launched from the common. So this is also something that is unusual in the winter. The way that they're launched is right from the floor, from the ground of the common. So you can see them very up close and personal. And we do use a professional fireworks company. We are not launching the fireworks ourselves. So it's safe. They go through all
We do want to remind people there's no viewing from the common itself for safety reasons. So everything you will want to view from the First Street parking lot, Opal Raven will be actually on Eagle Street itself. So a portion of Eagle Street will be closed. So if you are traveling that night, if you're heading to dinner or doing something else, just be prepared for a little bit of traffic delay or directing you elsewhere, but definitely come early, find a parking spot. Hopefully the weather will be good and we'll have a great night.
Yeah, and spend the night downtown for sure.
Absolutely. If you haven't heard, Sibaritas has moved to downtown.
Oh, yeah.
So, wonderful restaurant. They are now on McKay Street. Definitely recommend reservations for them any night of the week. But, you know, we have plenty of places. RJ's, of course, is right across the street from the Common. But you will definitely want to make reservations from there. If you're looking for something that's family friendly, of course, there's Patrick's. And then, of course, right around the corner, Hot Plate.
And Hot Harry's is also family friendly, and that you can take to go. We've done chips and guacamole often from Hot Harry's, and we bring it over to Hot Plate for our snack.
Yeah, we've never been able to really capitalize on the like hot to hot connection. It happens naturally, but there's something there. I just haven't figured out how to do that.
Maybe you could do like a suggestion of like pairings of some of your brews with certain, you know.
Well, we're starting to get some creative things out there with some other. Companies in adjacent industries about how we can pair things creatively. So we're starting to think about stuff like that.
Yeah. And so, Rebecca, you mentioned there would be juice boxes for the kids at the one event. So let's go to adult juice boxes. and that would be what you got going on at Hot Plate for those 10 days.
Sure, they won't have straws.
no straws, right. But you've got a different batch every day.
We do, So there are 10 new batches, and all of them are net new recipes that Sarah wrote for this. She likes to challenge herself. It's not enough that we have 12 beers on tap all the time. She had to do 10 other beers. But it's a good opportunity. You know, we started as homebrewers. And when you're homebrewing, you get to just make what kind of wild recipes you want to make. When you're running a commercial operation, you have to think about what do customers actually want and what's going to appeal to a large enough, you know, population that you can make 7 barrels worth of beer and sell through. With these small test batches, we get to kind of go back to our roots where we do create things that are a little bit more unique. Maybe there are historical recipes. There are a couple that Sarah did some research on of what, you know, something that used to be made somewhere, pre-prohibition beers, for example. She's doing her first mixed fermentation, so it's going to be kind of a wild ale. And then it brings in new ingredients. And so that's partially why we're kicking off tonight with the Homebrewing Club, because we ourselves grew out of that community and we just want to always acknowledge and celebrate the fact that a lot of innovation in our industry comes from homebrewers who do have that ability to play around with recipes. There really is an art to beer and to brewing. And so we wanted to celebrate that tonight.
So
for each of the 10 days, there will be a different beer released. They're very small quantities. The bottle is very beautiful. Jill Gustavus, a local painter, did the label on this one this year. And we really hope you come and check it out. We're really proud of what we put together.
And Jen, you mentioned the Berkshire Historical Society, and they're based out of Arrowhead on Holmes Road. Did I see somewhere there's also maybe snowshoeing or something connected?
There is snowshoeing. Berkshire Natural Resources Council hosts snowshoeing at Arrowhead. And Arrowhead, people, I say this all the time, people don't realize how cool it is. Even if you're not a fan of Moby Dick. Mm-hmm. Moby Dick was written in Pittsfield. So Herman Melville sat at a desk, looked up at Mount Greylock, envisioned the whale, and that's where Moby Dick was born, right here in Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. That's
very
really cool history, right?
Yeah.
So I love that history. And the house is cool. You can take a tour of it, and you can sit at the desk where he sat and looked at the mountain. But yes, in the winter, they have joined forces with Berkshire Natural Resources Council to offer snowshoeing on the grounds, because mm-hmm. the grounds are very beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
To walk around and see.
And there is so much cool history here in the Berkshires. So I actually look forward to seeing that it's a webcast or
yeah,
online?
It's just an online, like a virtual exhibit. There's a link. Yeah. On Love Pittsfield, there's a link to see it.
And everything we're talking about today, anybody can go back and check the calendar of events and all the links and anything that they need through Love Berkshire?
Love
Pittsfield.
Love Pittsfield.
Right, sorry.
Yep.
Love Pittsfield. We love the Berkshires, but we're talking about love in Pittsfield today in particular.
Yep. Right. And our website is Love Pittsfield. We developed that website now almost 3 years ago, and it's been such a success for sure, because we all love Pittsfield. So lovepittsfield.com.
So when does this planning begin for you?
Well, we joke because we have different events that we're all involved in collaboratively and in partnership with. And so this planning begins very early, but we don't really want to talk about our next big event, First Fridays at 5, until the 10 by 10 is over on February 23rd, just because we've done some initial planning, but we can't really wrap our heads around that big of an event until this big event is over.
Sure.
The planning is year round for sure. And there's things that happen every year that are easier than other things that are new and different and wonderful, but you just have to coax or help the people involved, the organizers involved, more than the older events that have been around for a while. So yes, we are in the planning phases for our next big event, First Fridays at 5, which kicks off in May. First Fridays at 5, joined forces third Thursday, and First Fridays Arts Walk joined forces last year, and we're continuing it this year. And Mike at Hot Plate is very involved in this. We close North Street from Park Square, hopefully all the way to the Columbus this year for two blocks, and fill it with vendors and offer cool things from the local businesses. But there's food, entertainment, live music, all of that. And the first one is May 2nd. So February 24th, we begin really planning for
We do a maker's market, so we'll be sending out a call for local artisans for that soon. We also partner with our social services agencies, and they provide a kid zone, which is activities that they provide specifically for families. So those are two great things. I know this year we're also adding some themed items, and we'll be having part of Bike Month with May. We'll have some activities involving bikes and boards, which will be great. There's going to be now dance in Dunham Mall itself. We've reimagined Dunham Mall this year, and there's going to be tables and chairs and new plantings, great new lighting, and so that area will be specific to dance lessons, which we will love. Our main stage is now going to be on Persip Park, down by Columbus Avenue, so a great place to just sit and bring a chair and listen to the music. And with Mike's help, we're actually expanding to have two separate beer gardens this year so that you can, take advantage of his offerings as well as some others near that main stage, as well as up near the School Street and Dunham Mall area. So lots of things going on for that.
Lots of cool. Dunham Mall is, if you're looking at City Hall and to North Street, it's that pedestrian zone, and it's very underutilized in my opinion. So this reimagining Dunham Mall is going to be fabulous for First Fridays at 5, but also for other cool things.
Other events.
Yeah, yeah, I think the thing for me, especially because I'm a transplant to the community, but what was surprising is how much potential there is, I think, for summertime programming in the city. I think a lot of people associate summertime in the Berkshires with all the beautiful nature that's going on, which is certainly true. But after you're done with the hikes or spending some time on the lake, I think activating downtown in the late afternoon, early evening is a great opportunity. We saw that work last year with First Fridays at 5. And then this year, in addition to the one big tentpole event each month. We're actually working on, for those in between Fridays, creating a summer music series that we're going to put in the reimagined Dunham Mall. So there's more to come there. We just started kind of the planning. To Jen's point, a lot of planning goes on. We're still working out the details, but the city's been really supportive of this vision. And I think for all of us, I think it's really nice to activate these pedestrian spaces and show people that you can have kind of the best of both worlds with an urban-ish downtown setting. And it's juxtaposed 5 minutes from all the natural beauty in Berkshire County. And I think Pittsfield is really lucky to have both.
Yes. And we are. And of course, we're focusing. I mean, don't wait to come out to Pittsfield for the first Friday.
Sure.
But do. And if you're interested in doing that, give Jen and Rebecca a week or so before you reach out to them about it. Right now, we are celebrating the 10 by 10. We've got about 30 seconds left. Jen, any final words on this?
Sure. 10 by 10 Upstreet Arts Festival, February 13th through the 23rd. More than 70 events over those 10 days, from art to ice carving to outdoor recreation to fireworks to restaurant taste of downtown to beer tastings and more. There truly is something.
And
everyone.
If somebody needs to review the calendar of events, they can go to
lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com.
All right. So Jen with Office of Cultural Development, Rebecca Breen with Downtown Pittsfield Inc., and Mike with Hot Plate Brewery. Thank you for being here. And please, Pittsfield, take advantage of this wonderful event.
And now back to the Morning Drive.
Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.